Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good Friday morning again, everybody. It is not the Gates or one of the city-sanctioned public art installations, but we are in the midst of a month-long visit from British street artist Banksy. And whether you're keeping an eye on the Instagram feed to be the first to find each day's artwork, or your take is more like Mayor Bloomberg's...
You running up to somebody's property or public property and defacing it is not my definition of art.
Whichever side of you of that you come down on, there is Banksy buzz all around. Joining me to talk about the art and the buzz is New York Magazine senior art critic Jerry Saltz. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Brian.
And listeners, you be the art critic. If you're a Banksy fan or a detractor, or if you've just stumbled across one of the works on the street this month, what did you think? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Have you seen a Banksy in New York over the last few weeks? 212-433-WNYC. This is our on-air line, not our pledge line. We'll never ask you for money on the air, just your wit and wisdom. 212-433-9692 if you've seen one of those Banksys. Jerry, just for a second, for people who have no clue what we're talking about, a little Banksy 101. Why is he coming to town to, as the mayor puts it, deface people's property?
Well, he's come to town, I think, on a kind of a big promo to promote the brand of Banksy. He's from Great Britain. He's anonymous, which adds a kind of frisson of rebel, masked man. I think it's anarchy light. But he comes, he makes a painting at 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning. Boom, he's gone. The next day, people show up, and I actually think the work is more a photo op than anything else, but that's what it is. And you can recognize one because they all look more or less the same.
Well, and I'll have you describe what that look is in a minute, but it's interesting that you say photo op because one of my producers came across the mobile waterfall installation of his, which is a panel truck with a peaceful Arcadian scene inside. Open, you know, to that you can see that drove around the East Village. And my producer was struck by how no one went up and took the calming effect in. Everyone stayed, oh, let's say an iPhone camera viewfinder's distance away, because getting the shot seemed to be the aim, not really seeing the piece.
Yes. I think that Banksy really is more, not an artist, more of an act, but it's fun. I've been there. And people like that other people like Banksy, which makes more people like Banksy. It becomes like a treasure hunt. Oh, I saw the Banksy on 79th by Amsterdam. Oh, yeah, well, I saw the one over on Cooper Square. Well, mine is better. So really, they're all, you've seen one, you've kind of seen them all, but it's always fun to be around them.
And it's the fleeting nature of them. To some degree that makes it a thing. But also, what did you say, an act, an actor?
Yeah.
It's a kind of performance art, not just visual art.
Yes.
And maybe that is the art. Maybe it's not, you know, something that you want to hang in the Louvre and compare it to the Mona Lisa and say, well, which is a better formal piece of art? The public interaction around it is part of the art.
I wouldn't only say it's part of the art. It is the only art in it. All the rest is, to me, you know, cute, jokey, wry, lurid comments. Yesterday, I spoke to one network about a dog urinating on a fire hydrant. And I really said to all the people I interviewed, really? Is this cool? Is this rebel? Is this illegal? And they all shrugged their shoulders and went, no, but it's a Banksy. The most interesting thing is that the graffiti artists actually don't like Banksy. They find him to be kind of a flim-flam, put the show on the road and cash in. These things have sold for $1 million.
Because he's not really of the streets like they are in New York?
Well, I think we're all of the streets, but the graffiti world is as sort of rigid and controlled as every other art world, and cliquish maybe, and Banksy is a clear outsider and does it different. Yesterday, one of them said to me, but he uses stencils. And I said, yeah, but all you guys use spray paint. You all look the same, which I love. I don't think this is Loda or Giuliani time. I don't want to agree with Bloomberg and shut down graffiti. You know, I don't want a Banksy on my building. But I don't mind that any of this is in the city.
The rules of anarchy, according to Jerry Saltz, New York Magazine senior art critic. How about you, folks? You be the art critic. Have you come across a Banksy in the city? And what did you think? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Timothy on Roosevelt Island, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling, Tim.
Thank you.
So?
Well, yeah, I saw a couple of them, but like I was saying before, is that I think when there's other artists who look at it and say, oh, how much praise they're getting, and say, like, hey, I see other art that can run circles around it, and the first thing they want to do is they get the paint and cover over it. So I think it's either jealousy or, you know, because other people's art might be far better, is ridiculed. And they look at it with scorn. Next thing you know, someone's going to come up there and
Thank you, Tim. Ridicule and scorn born of jealousy.
Well, I think all artists are a little bit envious of all other artists, because all art is essentially making a comment on all the art that's ever been made. The point here around Banksy that the caller is right about is that graffiti artists often tag Banksys. I think that in a way they're slipstreaming, going in the vacuum that Banksy leaves, reclaiming it, putting their scent on Banksy's
sometimes
icky
they
smell.
Just spray white and obliterate them, right?
Yeah, which is fine with me because we do that to their graffiti too. It's all the same to me. I love that the event is in town. I just don't like, you know, the center of the event.
Seth and Weehawken, you're on WNYC. Hi, Seth.
Hey, how you doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to address your guest. I didn't quite catch who he was, but I really disagree with him saying that it's just an event and it's just for people to show that they saw a Banksy. If you watch the movie The Entry of a Gift Shop, it totally addresses the exact sentiment that your guest is putting forward. And I'd say that Banksy is very different from, you know, the Mr. Brainwash that comes through in that movie. You know, if you look at some of Banksy's past works in other places, like going to Jerusalem and you know, painting on walls there and really trying to not just make a cool Andy Warhol piece, I think that there's more depth to his work. And maybe New York is, and you know, people in New York are just using this as a photo op, but I don't think Banksy is just a photo op. Maybe it says something more about the everyday art critic in New York with an iPhone than it does about Banksy's work.
Thank you. He didn't paint on the Western Wall in Jerusalem, did he?
No, absolutely not.
Just make. When you say wall in Jerusalem, that's the first thing that so many listeners are going to think of, that I had to be sure. Let me go on to Ted in Williamsburg. Ted, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Brian. I just wanted to call. I'm calling from Williamsburg, first-time caller. I think this gentleman, Banksy, is so overrated. He's obviously propping up the money people in the art world. You know, it's probably pump and dump time for him, for the people who bought low and sold high. And he's all totally fabricated. And my second point is, you know, Bloomberg is right. Graffiti has destroyed the quality of life throughout the history of New York, especially in the inner cities where poor people live. I suggest he goes to the Hamptons or the Upper East Side and start desecrating stuff up there.
Ted, thank you.
I think that the first caller has a point, that Banksy, when he painted on the wall dividing Jerusalem and the West Bank, really was better. Here he's just a prankster and promoting the brand. I think that this caller saying that graffiti defaces the city, well, and it is illegal, I agree, but everything kind of defaces our city. Chaos makes new order. And from that new order, New York comes, cities come. And what can you do? You can't control everybody's impulse all the time. I don't mind people painting out the graffiti, but I don't mind it being put on.
And he talks about the neighborhoods. I wonder if one of the side benefits of Banksy doing his work in so many different neighborhoods is that it brings people into different neighborhoods who wouldn't necessarily go to, let's say, East New York from the Upper West Side. And there they're walking those streets and they get a sense of what's going on just because they're looking for a Banksy.
I'll absolutely, Brian. In fact, I always spot tourists from all over the world whenever I have to go cover a Banksy. And please, Banksy, leave town. I mean, I'm getting a headache.
After you call in, Banksy, remember, you can be anonymous on the radio. We know you don't like your face to be seen. 212-433-WNYC. Anyway, what? Did you want to finish a thought there?
Leave town. I always spot tourists there in the unusual tourist locations, shall we say, and they're having a blast. Mm. There are people that travel the world, Brian. They go to London, Paris, wherever, to see Banksy's. And I keep – every time I go, I think you could be seeing much better things than Banksy.
Juliana in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hi, Juliana.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a painter, actually, and that doesn't have that much to do with it, except that I feel like I agree with Jerry. I don't like the graffiti stencil stuff. I do like the trucks. I think that's a little more interesting. But what I like most about the entire Banksy phenomenon is just that it's opened up a dialogue within circles that normally do not talk or think about art at all, people who are sort of excluded from the elitist gallery circles, who don't even think about a gallery or a museum. It's not just graffiti to them. There's sort of a little bit more of an art dialogue. I Googled stuff on YouTube, and it was just interesting. Kids who you just know they have never set foot in a gallery or a museum, they're sort of interested in it, and I think it just has opened up a larger dialogue, which I think is positive.
Juliana, thanks. And we'll get one more description of a scene from Stuart in Manhattan who ran across a Banksy. Where, Stuart?
Hey, Brian, how are you? Yeah, I ran into a Banksy, the one that your speaker had mentioned, of a dog urinating on a fire hydrant near my office in Chelsea. And I must say, I think, you know, everyone's got a pretty strong opinion, but it's a pretty dynamic issue. I think Banksy's a genius for seizing the opportunity, recognizing that there was room in the city for quality, say, graffiti, that he could use to draw attention to himself, capitalize off of it. I respect that. I don't think there's a lot of artistic value. However, in this city, the opportunity was prime. He sees it. He's using social media. And he's done it in other cities. He's made his mark. He's going to move on. And as a foil, I'd like to throw in Bogota, Colombia, is a city ripe with beautiful street art covering all sorts of buildings, a place where Banksy would not be noticed.
So, amen.
Stuart, thank you very much. And guess what? We leave it there with you, the art critics, as you stumbled upon works of Banksy in his month of street art voluntary residency over Mayor Bloomberg's, if not objection, at least criticism. And we thank Jerry Saltz, the art critic, in fact, the senior art critic at New York Magazine. Jerry, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And still to come, in a way, we'll pick up on this conversation and ask, how much should we rely on private developers to provide public goods in the city, like parks and open space and affordable housing? And an oral history of nostalgia today, starring you. We'll have a call in on what was better in the old days, depending on your age. Stay with us.